Truvada is the first FDA-approved non-surgical biomedical treatment in a decade aimed at reducing sexual transmission of HIV or reception of HIV in those who are HIV negative, and that's the twist here.
So people are going to have to be aware of the status anyway.
That is correct.
And so is there any concern that people won't use this drug properly?
You know, one of the concerns from folks who are opposed to the use of this as PrEP, pre-exposure prophylaxis, is the fear that people will see it as a silver bullet, people will stop using condoms, and will stop using HIV prevention methods. So the point is, Truvada must be used with other traditional mechanisms like condom use and testing, and it does have to be taken daily.
Well, let's talk about the effectiveness.
Yeah, based on what we've seen in the research, and they've been doing research on Truvada for decades, but 96% effective is what the research has shown thus far.
Last week, the International AIDS Conference took place. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, there is all kinds of good news, exciting news coming out of the International AIDS Conference. And I think the takeaway, remarkably, is that the researchers and the scientists are now saying that we have the science, not the cure, but the science to end the AIDS epidemic as we now know it. And the question, of course, is do we have the will and do we have the resources to stop the epidemic? The strategy is test and treat. One in five individuals in the United States who are HIV positive still do not know that they're HIV infected, so we want to test those folks. We've got to reach them, and they have to find out that they are HIV positive. Having said that, once they are diagnosed, we need to treat them. We now know that with early diagnosis and treatment, a person is 96% less likely to transmit the virus, and with early treatment and early diagnosis, that we can expect them to live just about as long as an uninfected individual, and we could not have imagined that just a few years ago.
I'm curious, where are the highest rates of infection in the state?
Well, actually, Columbus has the highest rate of new infections, and Columbus is the 21st highest rate of infections in the country. So in Columbus, the capital of Ohio, there's a new HIV infection every 25 hours or less. So, again, many of our prevention and testing and medical outreach programs are focusing in on the state's capital right now.
And so give us a picture of what's taking place here in the Miami Valley.
Sure. Well, AIDS Resource Center Ohio continues to focus on testing and outreach and prevention activities and treatment. We continue to focus on those populations most impacted and to bring them into care with local health care providers. And happily, AIDS Resource Center Ohio's Dayton office is now the home office for an organization that has 11 offices across the state. So we are the leading AIDS organization in the state of Ohio. And this year, thanks to community support, we will provide assistance to some 3,500 HIV-positive individuals, and we'll reach tens of thousands of others with prevention and testing programs.
Bill Hardy, President and CEO of AIDS Resource Center Ohio, thanks for speaking with us.
My pleasure. Thanks, as always, for your support.